All right, let's dive deep today. We're talking injection molding precision.
Oh, yeah.
How do they make those crazy, intricate plastic parts? With tolerances thinner than a human hair,
Yeah.
we're going beyond the basics today. We're
Definitely.
going deep.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be looking at this source you gave me
Okay.
called T. It's about improving injection mold precision.
Right.
It looks a little
Yeah.
intimidating, I'll
A
be honest.
lot of characters
A lot of
there.
characters. But the insights inside are surprisingly accessible.
Yeah, it's actually really fascinating.
Yeah.
What I think is so cool about injection molding is it's
Yeah.
not just about making one good part.
Right.
It's about making that perfect part thousands or millions of times.
Right.
And this source really breaks down
Yeah.
some of the key factors that make that kind of repeatability possible.
One of the things that really jumped out at me from this source was the emphasis on temperature.
Oh.
I mean, obviously, we all know plastic
Yeah,
melts, but
right.
I had no idea how much even the smallest temperature variation could impact the final product.
It's true. Temperature control is absolutely critical in injection molding.
Yeah.
Even a 1 degree Celsius difference
Wow.
can change how the plastic flows, how it fills the mold, and ultimately how it solidifies.
So it's not just about getting it gooey.
Right.
It's about maintaining that perfect consistency throughout the whole process.
Exactly. Imagine trying to pour honey
Oh, yeah.
straight from the fridge.
Yeah.
It's thick, it's slow, it doesn't flow evenly.
Right.
That's what can happen with plastic if
Interesting.
the temperature isn't just right.
So that's where warping comes into play, I guess.
Exactly.
If the plastic cools unevenly,
Yeah.
you end up with a wonky part,
You got it.
and that's totally unusable.
And that's why the source goes into detail about how different types of plastics have unique temperature needs. For example, ABS, which is often used in tough electronics casings, has a much higher melting point.
Yeah.
And requires a different cooling process
Oh, wow.
than polypropylene,
Yeah.
which is used for more flexible things like food containers.
So it's like baking a cake. Different
Exactly.
ingredients,
Yeah.
different temperatures, different times
Yeah.
to achieve the perfect result.
That's a great analogy.
But instead of flour and sugar, we're talking about precise degrees Celsius and
Exactly.
the difference between a flawless phone case
Right.
and a bin full of plastic rejects.
That's a good way to put it.
You know what really blew me away
Yeah.
was this example in the source
Okay.
about how optimizing mold temperatures in automotive part manufacturing
Yeah.
led to a 15% reduction in errors
Wow.
just from getting the temperature right.
That's huge. It just highlights how seemingly minor adjustments can have a huge impact on the final product. And it actually brings us to the next crucial element this source dives into, tolerances.
Right, tolerances. Now, I'll admit, this is where I sometimes glaze over. It can sound a bit dry.
I know it's
It's
important,
essential.
but break it down for me. Like, why are tolerances so critical?
Well,
Especially when we're talking about achieving this super fine level of precision.
think of tolerances as the allowed wiggle room for the dimensions of the molded part. We're talking about incredibly tight tolerances here, often measured in microns,
Micron.
which are even smaller than a human hair.
Wow.
So even the tiniest deviation
Yeah.
from those tolerances
Yeah.
can cause a part to malfunction or fail entirely.
That's crazy.
Imagine a medical device failing because a tiny part is a hair's breadth off.
Oh, wow.
Suddenly, tolerances become a matter of life and death.
Okay, now you're putting it into perspective.
Right.
So we've got this incredibly tight margin for error.
Yeah.
How do they actually achieve that in the real world?
Right.
It sounds like we're talking about more than just eyeballing it with a ruler.
You're absolutely right. Achieving these tolerances requires some seriously advanced technology. That's where CNC machining and EDM machines come into play.
Okay.
They're the workhorses of precision mold making.
CNC machining,
Yeah.
that's computer controlled cutting, right? Like
Exactly.
a super precise robot sculptor carving the mold out of metal.
That's a great way to visualize it.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
But what about these EDM machines? I've got to admit, I haven't heard of those before.
Okay.
What makes them so special?
EDM stands for electrical discharge machining.
Okay.
It's a process that uses sparks to erode metal with incredible accuracy.
Sparks.
Sparks, yeah. Imagine tiny controlled lightning bolts
Wow.
shaping the mold with pinpoint precision.
That's wild.
It's almost like magic,
Yeah.
watching them create these intricate cavities that will form the final plastic part.
So it's like a super precise lightning show.
Yeah, you could say that.
That's shaping the mold.
Yeah, and this brings us to the next level of precision.
Okay.
The software that drives everything.
All right, let's talk tech. I always get excited about the latest tools and gadgets.
Of course.
And in this case, it's not just about the coolness factor.
Right.
It's about how software is solving real-world problems.
Yeah.
And pushing the boundaries of precision even further.
Absolutely.
But before we get into the specifics,
sure.
Tell me, why is software so crucial in this whole process?
Well, as you can imagine, designing and manufacturing molds with these incredibly tight tolerances requires a level of precision that's simply impossible to achieve by hand.
Right.
Software provides the tools to design, analyze, and control every aspect of the process,
okay,
ensuring that every detail is perfect. It's like having a digital brain that can anticipate potential problems and guide the machines with incredible accuracy.
Okay, I'm hooked.
Great.
Let's unpack some of this software wizardry and see how it all works.
Let's do it.
But we're running out of time for part one.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll pick it up in part two.
So, you know, before we dive into the world of software, let's touch on something we hinted at earlier, the materials themselves.
Oh, yeah. The plastics. Yeah. You know, I'm curious, how do the properties of different plastics affect the mold design?
Right.
And like the level of precision you can achieve?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Because you can't just design a mold and expect it to work perfectly with every type of plastic.
Right.
Some plastics are more rigid. Some are more flexible.
Right.
Some shrink more as they cool.
Yeah.
All of these factors need to be considered during the design process.
So it's not just about the mold itself.
Right.
It's about the marriage between the mold and the material.
Exactly.
They have to be compatible.
You have to work together.
To achieve that perfect part.
Precisely.
Okay, cool.
For example, if you're working with a plastic that tends to shrink a lot during cooling, you need to compensate for that shrinkage in the mold design.
Oh, that's interesting.
Otherwise, you'll end up with a part that's too small.
Okay, so you're anticipating the shrinkage.
Exactly.
And adjusting for it.
You got it.
That makes sense. It's like baking a cake again.
Right.
You have to adjust the recipe based on the type of flour you're using.
I like that analogy.
Hmm. But now I'm really eager to get back to the software side of things.
Okay.
We left off talking about how software is like a digital brain.
Right.
That helps achieve these incredible levels of precision.
Yes.
So walk me through some of the specific software tools that are used in injection molding. Like, what can they do?
Well, one of the most important tools is CAD/CAM software.
Okay, CAD/CAM.
CAD stands for computer-aided design.
Mm-hmm.
And CAM stands for computer-aided manufacturing.
Okay, so CAD is for designing the mold on a computer, right?
Yeah.
Like a 3D blueprint.
Yeah, like a digital blueprint.
Okay, but what about CAM? What does that do?
CAM takes that 3D design and translates it into instructions for the machines that will actually make the mold.
Oh, wow.
It tells the CNC machines exactly where to cut and the EDM machines where to spark.
So it's like a digital choreographer.
Yeah.
Guiding the machines through every step.
A great way to put it.
Of the mold making process.
Yeah.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
It is pretty amazing.
But before we move on, I want to go back to something you mentioned about CAD software.
Okay.
Being able to catch errors before they even happen?
Right.
How is that even possible?
It's all about simulation. With CAD software, you can simulate the entire injection molding process on a computer.
Oh, wow.
You can see how the plastic will flow through the mold.
Mm-hmm.
You can identify potential thin spots or areas where the plastic might not fill properly.
Okay.
And even test different cooling scenarios.
So they're basically doing a virtual test run of the whole process before they even cut any metal.
That's right.
That's incredibly smart.
It is. It saves a ton of time and money by preventing those costly mistakes.
Absolutely. But you mentioned something even cooler.
Okay.
3D printing for molds.
Yeah.
Is that really a thing?
It is.
I thought 3D printing was mostly for prototypes and small scale stuff.
Yeah, but the technology has advanced incredibly.
Really?
Now, 3D printing, also known as additive manufacturing,
is
being used to create molds with complex geometries that would be nearly impossible to manufacture with traditional methods.
Wow, that opens up a whole world of possibilities.
Right.
So what are some of the advantages of using 3D printing for molds?
For one, it's much faster for prototyping.
Okay.
You can go from a digital design to a physical mold in a matter of hours.
Wow, that's fast.
Which allows for rapid iteration and experimentation.
Cool.
It also allows for the creation of molds with intricate internal features and channels
okay.
that would be extremely difficult or even impossible to create
yeah.
with traditional subtractive manufacturing methods like CNC machining.
So you can make shapes that you just couldn't make before. Okay, now I'm really starting to see how all these pieces fit together.
Yeah.
We've got the precise temperature control,
right.
The super accurate machines.
Yes. Yeah.
And now we're adding powerful software that can simulate and even print molds with incredible detail.
It's all coming together.
It's like a symphony of technology.
It is.
Working together to create these perfect plastic parts.
That's a great way to put it.
And all of this is becoming more accessible to smaller businesses and startups too, right?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Which is really democratizing innovation in the field.
Absolutely. It's no longer just big corporations that have access to these cutting edge tools.
Right.
Smaller companies can now compete on a level playing field.
That's really cool.
Which is leading to some really exciting developments.
Awesome.
But, you know, even with all this advanced technology, there's still a human element at the heart of it all.
That's a good point.
The software and machines are tools.
Yeah.
But it's the engineers and designers who are using these tools, making the decisions.
Right. And pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
So they're conducting the orchestra.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're the conductors.
That's a great analogy.
Bringing all the elements together to create this masterpiece of precision engineering.
I love it. But speaking of the human element.
Okay.
I want to shift gears for a moment.
Sure.
And talk about the people who are actually using these injection molded parts.
Okay.
Why should they care about all this?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
How does injection molding precision impact their everyday lives?
Yeah.
I mean, look around you right now.
Yeah.
Chances are you're surrounded by objects made using injection molding.
Mm.
Your phone, your laptop, your headphones.
Yeah.
Even the chair you're sitting on.
Okay.
They all likely have components
right.
created with this technology.
Okay. So we're talking about way more than just toys and plastic trinkets.
Oh, yeah.
This is technology that's shaping the world around us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the level of precision
is what makes those products reliable, functional, and often aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
But can you give me some specific examples of how injection molding precision is making a difference in various industries?
Absolutely. Think about the medical industry.
Okay.
The precision of injection molding allows for the creation of tiny, intricate components.
Yeah.
For medical devices that can literally save lives.
Wow.
Things like implants, surgical instruments, drug delivery systems.
Yeah.
They all rely on precision molding to function properly.
That's incredible.
It is.
So it's not just about making cool gadgets.
Right.
It's about improving healthcare and potentially saving lives.
Exactly.
That's amazing. What about other industries?
Okay.
Where else is this level of precision making a big impact?
Another great example is the automotive industry.
Okay.
Lightweight, durable plastic parts made with incredible precision are contributing to fuel efficiency and safety in modern vehicles.
Oh, wow.
Everything from engine components to interior trim pieces.
Yeah.
Is being manufactured using injection molding.
Okay.
And the demand for precision is only increasing.
So now I'm starting to see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Injection molding precision isn't just about making things cheaper or faster.
Right.
It's about making things better, safer, and more efficient.
That's it.
Across a wide range of industries.
You got it.
It's quietly shaping our lives in countless ways.
It really is.
And it's clear that this technology is only going to become more important in the future.
Absolutely.
But before we get too carried away with the future, there's one more software topic I want to touch on.
Okay.
Analyzing and optimizing the molds themselves.
Right.
The source mentions something called finite element analysis, or FEA.
Uh-huh.
What in the world is that, and why should I care?
Okay, so think of FEA as a virtual obstacle course for your mold design.
Okay, a virtual obstacle course.
Yeah. You put your design through a series of virtual tests to see how it will hold up under the stresses and strains.
Okay. Of the injection molding process.
Interesting.
It helps engineers identify potential weak points in the mold.
Okay.
And make adjustments to improve its strength and durability.
So they're basically putting the mold through its paces.
Right.
In a virtual world.
Exactly.
Before they even make it in the real world.
That's the idea.
That's incredibly smart.
It is.
But I'll admit, I still need a little help wrapping my head around how it actually works.
Okay.
Can you break it down a bit further?
So FEA software breaks down the mold design into thousands or even millions of tiny elements.
Tiny elements.
And then it simulates how those elements will behave under the forces and pressures of the injection process.
Okay.
This allows engineers to see how the mold will deform,
uh-huh.
where stress will concentrate,
Okay.
and if any parts are likely to crack or break.
So it's not just about looking at the overall shape of the mold.
Right.
It's about understanding how every little piece will react
Exactly.
to the plastic being injected.
You got it.
Okay.
And by understanding those reactions,
yeah.
you can tweak the design to prevent warping, cracking, or
yeah.
any other defects
right.
that could throw off your precision.
That makes sense.
For example, the software might suggest adding reinforcing ribs to certain areas
uh-huh.
or adjusting the thickness of the mold walls
okay.
to better distribute stress.
Wow, that's incredibly detailed.
It is.
It's like they're looking at the mold under a microscope.
Right.
But instead of a physical microscope,
yeah.
it's a powerful computer program.
It's all digital.
So what's the takeaway
so,
for the average person who just wants their phone case to fit properly?
The takeaway is that by using these advanced software tools,
yeah.
manufacturers can prevent costly mistakes
okay.
and ensure consistent quality.
Right.
They can create molds that are stronger, more stable, and capable of producing parts with incredibly tight tolerances.
Cool.
It's all about achieving that perfect balance between design materials and technology.
Awesome.
But as with any powerful technology,
great.
There are always challenges and ethical considerations
right.
that come along with it.
That's a great point.
And it's something we'll definitely want to explore further.
Yes, definitely. But for now, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And come back to tackle those challenges and ethical considerations.
That's good.
In part three. Okay, so we're back and we've been talking all about the amazing world of injection molding precision.
Yeah.
You know, these super tight tolerances, the powerful software.
Right.
But as with any powerful technology,
yeah.
there are always challenges and ethical considerations.
Absolutely. As we push the boundaries of what's possible,
right.
we have to be mindful of the potential downsides
yeah.
and ensure that we're using this technology responsibly.
So let's dive into some of those challenges.
Okay.
Like, what are some of the things that can go wrong?
Sure.
With injection molding, even with all this precision?
Well, even with the most advanced technology, there's always the potential for human error.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Slight miscalculation in the design, a tiny variation in temperature, a machine that's not properly calibrated.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things can throw off the precision
yeah.
and lead to defects.
But I imagine those defects can be more than just cosmetic.
Exactly.
Mm.
Especially when we're talking about things like medical devices or automotive parts
right.
where safety is critical.
A seemingly minor flaw could have catastrophic consequences.
Absolutely. That's why quality control is absolutely paramount in this industry.
So how do they ensure that every single part meets these incredibly high standards?
Right.
I mean, are they inspecting every single piece under a microscope?
Well, there are multiple layers of quality control throughout the entire process.
Okay.
It starts with the design phase,
yeah.
where engineers use software to simulate and analyze potential weaknesses.
Hmm.
Then during production,
yeah.
there are sensors and monitoring systems
okay.
that track various parameters in real time.
Uh-huh. Flagging any deviations from the norm.
So it's like this constant feedback loop,
right.
making sure everything stays on track.
Yeah,
but
right.
what happens when a defect does slip through the cracks?
Right.
I mean, I imagine the consequences can be pretty serious.
They can be. Product recalls, lawsuits, damage to a company's reputation.
Yeah.
The stakes are high.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why many companies are now implementing even more stringent quality control measures.
Okay.
Including automated inspection systems that use cameras and lasers to scan every single part for imperfections.
Ew. Wow. So they're really pulling out all the stops to ensure quality.
They are.
Let's shift gears for a moment.
Okay.
And think about something you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
The environmental impact of all of this.
Yeah, that's a crucial consideration.
Yeah.
Plastic production and disposal are major environmental concerns.
Right.
And the increasing use of injection molding
yeah.
raises questions about sustainability.
Right, because even if the parts themselves are incredibly precise and durable,
we still have to think about what happens to them at the end of their life cycle.
Exactly.
Are they recyclable?
Right.
Are they biodegradable?
Those are critical questions.
Yeah.
And the answers are complex.
Yeah, I bet.
Some plastics are easier to recycle than others.
Uh-huh.
And there's ongoing research into developing new biodegradable plastics
okay.
that can break down naturally.
So it sounds like there's no easy solution.
Not really.
But it seems like awareness of the environmental impact is growing.
It is.
Which hopefully will lead to more sustainable practices in the industry.
I think that's a key takeaway here.
Yeah.
As you interact with the world around you,
yeah.
take a moment to appreciate the incredible level of precision that goes into creating the objects you use every day.
It's really amazing.
From the sleek lines of your smartphone to the intricate workings of a medical device, injection molding precision is quietly shaping our lives in countless ways.
It really is, and I think it's a testament to human ingenuity that we've been able to achieve this level of precision.
Absolutely.
But as we've discussed, it's not without its challenges.
Right.
We need to continue to innovate.
Yes.
Not just in terms of technology, but also in terms of sustainability and ethical manufacturing practices.
I completely agree. It's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
And it requires collaboration between engineers, designers, manufacturers, and consumers.
Right.
We all have a role to play in shaping the future of this technology.
Absolutely. I think that's a perfect note to end on.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From the importance of temperature control.
Right.
To the mind-blowing capabilities of modern software and the ethical considerations we need to keep in mind.
Absolutely.
I hope you've enjoyed this journey.
I have.
And learned something new along the way.
Me too.
I think we both have.
Definitely.
As you encounter products made with injection molding, remember the intricate dance of technology, materials, and human expertise.
It's all connected.
That made it all possible.
It is.
Keep those minds curious, and we'll see you next time for another fascinating deep dive.
See you next time.